I would say it's been very bumpy. Iowa, as you know, is one of the 36 states utilizing healthcare.gov at the federal level. We don't have any idea of the number of Iowans who have successfully enrolled. We were told we'll get those numbers at some point in the middle of November, but we do know that people have successfully enrolled. We just don't know how many. We've been told from our federal partners that they're working on fixes that'll be fixed at the end of November, so we'll see.
What has been the biggest challenge so far?
It's been IT technological issues. I think folks have gotten on and they've gotten to a certain point and gotten kicked off. I think folks have been disappointed with having to type in certain information to see the plans first. So I think that's a level of frustration. I was in Sioux City this week. About 60 people showed up to our town hall there. And there certainly was a level of frustration with many folks. People are just really confused on where to go to get information. We have navigators, you have certified application counselors, you have agents and brokers. And those groups are just now starting to come out and offer their services to help people. So I think it will get better from that perspective.
You mentioned navigators and certified application counselors, and of course there are various people and organizations who are there to help. What is being done to reach out to people who either may not know they need to sign up or may not know how to do it?
Well, we're doing 20 town halls around the state, and of course not everyone's going to be able to attend one of those, but we're getting pretty decent numbers. Like I said, we had 60 people in Sioux City this week, had 100 people in Dubuque, had 100 people in Des Moines, so people are showing up to those events. But it's a challenge. And, if you look at our map for navigators, we have 27 counties along the northern tier that don't have a navigator covering those counties. If you go to healthcare.gov, I believe is the site, you can type in your zip code and, figure out who in your neighborhood could help you. There are a number of certified application counselors around the state, but if you don't have access to a computer, it's difficult. But again, if people don't know, they don't know what they don't know. So we're working on many different fronts, but at the end of the day, people are really going to have to kind of help themselves or find somebody to help them help themselves, and it's a challenge.
When you look at the people in Iowa who don't have health insurance that are going to need to sign up, what are the target populations for outreach?
Well, right now, we have, I think the numbers are about 700,000 Iowans don't have access to employer-based coverage. Now, a lot of those people have coverage in the individual market. It is tough, to figure out how do you reach those folks, what is the best way to reach them. But, we've kind of parsed it out into the people that are going to look at this are people who don't have coverage today. So if you're on Medicare or some other employer plan, you don't really need to worry about it. Talk to your employer, make sure that he or she's keeping your coverage. But really your target is uninsured, underinsured potentially as well.
Well, thanks for your time.
No, thank you.